Here in the United States, Congressman Porter Goss could be confirmed as the head of the CIA by next month. The Senate is planning confirmation hearings for early in September. Democrats say they plan tough questions for the Republican from Florida, but they will not try to block his nomination. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports that the real question is what job Porter Goss has been nominated to fill.
Strictly speaking, of course, there's no ambiguity. The president has nominated Porter Goss to serve as Director of Central Intelligence. Theoretically, the DCI is responsible for all 15 U.S. intelligence agencies, but in practice, he only controls the resources of the CIA. A key focus of the debate over rearranging intelligence is whether and how that job should change. At the moment, it's a bit of a moving target.
The CIA director right now is also the same as the head of overall American intelligence, and that may no longer be one and the same. He's the right man for the job. We just don't know what the job is.
That's Michael O'Hanlon, a national security analyst at the Brookings Institution. O'Hanlon argues that depending on how reforms shake out, Goss, if confirmed, could end up doing the job in its current incarnation, or he could end up just running the CIA, or he could end up in the newly minted job of National Intelligence Director. That job, the NID in Washington lingo, would be senior to the CIA director, if, in fact, it's created. And there's one more if at play in all of this. If President Bush is defeated come November, a Kerry administration would probably want to appoint its own intelligence team and might not keep Goss on. Senator Pat Roberts, a Kansas Republican, is chairman of the Intelligence Committee. He acknowledges there are a lot of unknowns, but he tells NPR none of them should prevent Porter Goss from being confirmed.
One of the things that we're very worried about is a possible attack prior to the election. And so to go through the next 2, 3, 4 months without a director, it seems to me, would be a little foolhardy. You know, the terrorists never wait, and the situation in Iraq and Afghanistan, I think, that the White House and the president decided that we needed a permanent CIA director, and so they have nominated Porter.
Former intelligence officials say they don't see any downside to going ahead with hearings while the top CIA job remains in flux. Winston Wiley retired from the agency last year. He argues that the confirmation process may in fact serve a useful purpose by focusing attention on needed reforms.
The hearings to nominate Representative Goss's DCI have to go beyond simply confirming him for the job, but begin the process of taking a look at intelligence community reform.
In fact, that process is already well underway. Congress is officially on summer recess, but today, 3 Senate committees are debating the recommendations of the 9/11 Commission. Senator Roberts' committee joins the fray on Wednesday. Roberts says the glut of hearings are in themselves evidence of one much-needed reform.
We've already had 7 hearings, and there's going to be 13 more. And we've had the Armed Services Committee, we've had the Commerce Committee, we've had the International Relations Committee, we have the Government Affairs Committee. You can see why the 9/11 Commission said, whoa, wait a minute, Congress, you've got to get your act together as to having one oversight committee with a lot of clout and a lot of independence. It's too fractured, and they are right.
Hearings on intelligence reform continue all of August. Porter Goss's confirmation hearings begin September 8th, and the jury's still out on whether it makes sense to select him as Director of Central Intelligence before we know how that job might change. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.